The 2010 Winter Olympics get underway this Friday in Vancouver. For the athletes, the Games will be the culmination of years of training. And for members of Sweden's cross-country ski team, some of that training involved a state-of-the-art skiing treadmill. Here's more from the world's technology correspondent, Clark Boyd.
The Swedish Winter Sport Research Center has a simple goal: harness all manner of biomechanical research and technology to help Swedish athletes excel. And the center is prepared to go to some lengths to do it. This is from a Swedish TV report. A cross-country skier prepares for training. That's the sound of a giant treadmill starting up. Yes, the skier is indoors. He's using a pair of roller skis on the treadmill. Meanwhile, a very realistic video of the cross-country course in Canada plays on the monitor in front of him. What the Swedes have created isn't virtual reality, but it is about as close to skiing Whistler as you can get and not be there.
You know where you are, you recognize where you are, and you can visualize what it's going to be like during the Olympics.
That's Michael Svoren, a biomechanics expert at the Swedish Winter Sports Research Center. He's part of a team that designed and programmed the special treadmill. One unique feature involves speed. Unlike a runner on a regular treadmill, skiers don't use up and down buttons to set their pace. Instead, the program adjusts the speed automatically based on the skier's own movements.
When we started thinking about it, we also realized that it would be even better to be able to ski. If you could adjust the speed yourself, that means that you could easily ski a track.
But that meant, first and foremost, getting incredibly accurate measurements of the course in Whistler. Regular GPS wasn't good enough. So, the researchers decided to use something called a real-time kinematics global navigation satellite system. Matej Supe used the system to take the measurements of the course at Whistler.
This is a very accurate type of global navigation system. It actually uses both the Russian and the United States GPS system at the same time.
Think of it this way. The GPS system in your car is probably accurate to a few feet. The system Supe used is accurate to 0.4 inches. The team also had skiers get rigged up with equipment to measure their velocities on various parts of the track. And, says Michael Svoren, they went one step further.
When we took the GPS measurements, we also videoed it from a snowmobile.
Then they brought all this data and footage back to Sweden. They wrote some sophisticated software and fed it all into the treadmill.
So now the skiers can come to the research center and they can see the video following them in front of them on the video screen, and then they can adjust the speed accordingly to how they want. So you can play around and they can go back and ski the same hill a few times over and over again and see what it feel like.
At every stride, the skier keeps his or her own pace, and that's great, the researchers say, for mental preparation. Skiers will have a sense of how tired they're likely to feel at various points on the real course. One thing the treadmill can't do, of course, is recreate the snow conditions. The other thing it can't do, says Michael Svoren, is turns. Sure, you can see the turns on the video, but the treadmill itself is always pointing straight ahead.
So if you see any Swedes skiing straight into the woods, then you know that they've been on the treadmill too much.
You'll be able to judge the effectiveness of the Swedish treadmill training for yourself. The Olympic cross-country events start next Monday. For the World, this is Clark Boyd.
You can see pictures and a video of that treadmill in action at theworld.org.